from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our program. We're delighted that you've joined with us. I hope that we have your company for the next 15 minutes. I would like to thank those who have made contact with us. Your words of encouragement are very, very much appreciated. We're delighted to know that our programs are proving to be a blessing to many. We're turning to God's Word this morning, and we're reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, and the verse 34. Verse 34, Mark chapter 6. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Just a brief little reading this morning. Keep your Bible open. We're going to have a hymn sung for us by one whose singing is very much appreciated, Mrs. Jean Elliott from Portadown. And she's singing for us, King of My Life, I Crown Thee Now.
King of my life, I crown Thee now, Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget Thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget Thine agony, lest I forget Thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Calvary. lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary.
We're turning this morning to the verse 34, where we read, "And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things." There was a mighty interest in the Lord Jesus Christ in that area of Galilee at this particular time. Little wonder the disciples were in need of a rest. The people were stirred up. This was the result of the workings of God the Holy Ghost. It is not a natural thing for men and women to take an interest in Christ and in his word and in his truth. They may well have an interest in religion, a very strong and powerful interest in religion. That's a natural thing. Man is by nature a religious being, but man is not by nature a being interested in the Lord Jesus Christ. Where you see an interest in Christ, there you have evidence of the workings and strivings of God the Holy Ghost. And what an interest this people was taking in the Lord Jesus. It says that when they saw the Savior and his disciples entering into the ship, they all began to run. And they ran out of the villages and towns, down the shore, and they outran the sailing boat. Oh, that God would stir Ireland again. For God has stirred Ireland in former times. And when God does do it, I tell you this, it matters not what difficulties are presented to the sinner. He'll get to where Christ is being preached. He'll get under the sound of God's word, even though it may take a lot of striving, as it did with this people. Just think of that mighty multitude making haste down the shoreline of Galilee, hastening along. What was the driving energy behind this whole movement of people? A burden to hear the word of God. Well, the Savior arrives at the shore and hears the multitude. The planned time of peace and quiet is gone. Was the Savior angry? Was he vexed? Did he angrily demand, "Who was it told this people where I was going?" No. When Jesus saw them, he was moved with compassion. He looked on them and he saw them as sheep. Sheep not having a shepherd. There were plenty of religious instructors and guides, I and those who would call themselves shepherds in Israel at that time. But were they interested in the sheep? No, except in so much as what the sheep could do for them, how the sheep could enrich them. But as for them enriching the sheep or doing anything for the sheep, there was little of that in the hearts of the shepherds of those days. But here is the chief shepherd. Here's the blessed shepherd of Israel, and he has compassion upon the men and the women who have run out to hear him. Praise God, and I can say this with all earnestness to each one of you listening today. You come to Christ, you can be assured of the compassionate heart of the Savior, welcoming you, receiving you. Now, what did Jesus do for this people? It says that when he saw them, he had compassion on them. They were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. He began to teach them. If I were to stop the average man or woman in the street and say, "Tell me, what do you think you need most in life?" I could be pretty sure that money would be well up the list. Health, a good job, happiness, pleasure. These are the things that would be listed as the most necessary things in life. What did Jesus do for this people when he saw them as sheep, not having a shepherd? Sheep that were lost. Sheep that were without a guard. Sheep that were without a guide. Sheep that were in great need. What did he give them? He instructed them. He taught them. Oh, I tell you that above all things, mankind needs the teaching that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to this people here. That's what you need. And I pray, God, that I might be enabled to at least give you something of the teaching that Christ would have you have. What is the teaching? Well, he wants us to know about God. He wants us to know about God. We don't know about God. You know, man thinks he knows about God. But if you don't believe what the Bible says about God, you know nothing about God. That's the only information, the only source of instruction we have about God. Everything else is false, a delusion, an empty notion. Christ would have us know about ourselves. And again, you don't know about yourself by going to a psychologist or a psychoanalyst. You will only know about yourself by looking at what the Bible has to say of you. And there it will reveal your true nature, a sinner, lost, undone, under the condemnation of God, perishing. Christ would have us know about salvation. And again, I tell you, there is no other source of instruction and information about salvation. That's why I oppose everything that men would teach about salvation that is not based upon what the Bible says. I oppose it, because it's wrong. Unless the Bible teaches it, unless it is in the Word of God, then it is a falsehood. Christ would have us know about salvation. How many people are wrong about salvation? They think salvation is something that they work out for themselves. They'll get it as a result of going to church and paying their dues and trying their best. That will never get you salvation. Salvation is the gift of God, received by the sinner who rests in Christ and his finished work alone. Salvation has been purchased by the blood of Jesus, and it's from the hand of Jesus that you will receive it when you come as a sinner to him. Listen to his own words on this solemn matter. John chapter 3 in the verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Believe on Christ. That's the way to salvation. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.